Chapter 4. 1. On Levi Strauss. He was my hero. He would roam around the world twice. First slowly, physically, by boat and train and donkey, then all over again on fast track as, writing his findings up, he zapped from continent to continent, culture to culture, travelling through wormholes of association till he'd remade the entire globe into a collage of recurring colours, smells and patterns. Patterns especially, the painted patterning on tribesmen's bodies, the layout, concentric or congruent or concyclic, of village huts, the symmetry or asymmetry of caste systems, their transgenerational rhythms of exogamy and endogamy. He saw all these as correlated, parts of larger systems lying behind not just a single tribe, but also the larger one of all humanity. If we had some kind of grid that we could lay across it all, he reasoned, we could establish a grand pattern of equivalences. Describing sunsets, he saw spun webs of lit-up vapour, a whole architecture of reflective strands that both revealed and hid the source that lay behind them. Even landscape seemed to him to withhold, in its layers and strata, some kind of infrastructural master meaning, of which any one layer was a partial distorted transposition. This stuff bewitched me. Master meaning, concealed revealment. I spent my 20s wanting to be Levi Strauss. Which is ironic, since he spent most of his life wanting to be somebody or something else. A philosopher, say, or novelist, or poet. 2. Also ironic, the very first brief I was given when I started working at the company. I was, Tapio informed me, to compile a dossier on genes. The client was Levi's, or to give the company its full name, Levi Strauss. A little research unearthed more than just coincidence behind the nomenclatural overlap. The gene maker, like the anthropologist, had been an Ashkenazi Jew. Both, leaving Europe under vague or not-so-vague threat, had turned to the Americas and built their fame on what they did there. Levi, no hyphen Strauss, was German, but the fabric he sold came, like Levi Strauss, from France, from Nîmes, down in the south. Serge de Nîmes.